All right.
We're here on KSOM, and we're talking girls soccer. The Harlan girls are off to a 1-1 start on their season. They lost last night, Tuesday night, to Trainer, but they did beat Panorama on Monday by a final of 4-3. And the head coach for the Cyclones is Jared Boyson. He joins us now here on KSOM. And so, Coach, what did you see from your team here after your first two games?
Yeah, we've some pretty good leaders. Our senior group has been playing since they were freshmen. So you know, coming in, we were going to lean on them. We have five seniors and they're all starters this year. We knew coming in, we're going to look to them, like I said. And Aubrey Suizo is our top goal scorer, is returning, and she has had a great start, especially versus Panorama. She's had a hat trick and scored three goals in that one. And then we have Grace Albertson in goal, has done a great job these last two games, had double digits and saves both of these games, and she's a senior as well, leading on us on defense. And then we have a pretty good freshman group coming in as well, and it's been good to see our seniors leading and teaching them the way, as a few of them are starting right away this at the beginning of the season also, and so it's been good to see them helping them out.
Very good. Well, you know, Aubrey Suizo, an amazing goal scorer last year. She had 18 as a junior. You had four that were in double figures in scoring last year. One of them has graduated. But what did she do in the opening night to be so electric with you know, her four goals to start the season?
Yeah, she does a great job of getting behind the defense. With our style of play, and we like to kind of counter. We play strong defense and then counter. And Carly Tornayton, as a junior who filled in last year, did a great job of getting the ball through the defense. We found a couple of spots where we were able to just get it through, and she does a good job of finishing on the breakaways. And that's how she scored two of her goals. And then the other one, she was just cleaning up. The ball came in, and the goalie kind of misplayed it, and she was there to finish it. And so she's done a great job with that. Like you said, the other goal scorers coming back, Carly is one of those that stepped up last year as a junior. She does a great job of dribbling and getting the ball to them, but she also stepped up in scoring last year as well, having double digits there. And then, yeah, we have Kayla Anderson, who's also a senior, is going to play college soccer. She's on the other side up top with Aubrey, and she does a great job of getting the ball into the middle. Her crosses are really good, but she also stepped up in scoring last year as well.
Where's she going to play college soccer?
Northwestern, or Northwest okay. Community College.
Okay, Northwest Community College.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good. Are you pretty confident then on the offense for this team, the ability to score goals, even after the loss last night to Trainer?
Yep, and that's where we struggled against their strong defense and just their play overall. They're all good with the ball and possess it well. I kind of mentioned earlier, we're more of a play defense and kind of counter, and we weren't able to get many of those opportunities. And we had a couple people that were injured from the first game, and so we were kind of down a bit last night. But I give a lot of credit to Trainer. They have a lot of players, and they had a lot of depth, and they don't really have a strong score, but they can all score. And that's kind of what we saw last night against them.
Well, what do you like about Grace Albertson and her ability in the goalkeeping spot?
Yeah, she is tall and lengthy. Like I said earlier, she started as a sophomore, so she has a lot of experience and can just take up a lot of the space in the goal. But what we've really liked to see this year is just her leadership, helping out with the defenders, kind of being communicating with them and talking, and that's really helped some of the younger girls that are filling in on defense. And yeah, she's done a great job so far.
Who else there is going to be in front of her on the defensive side that you're looking at?
Yeah, Lily Schechinger was our main stopper on defense last year and gained a lot of experience. And she has some speed that helps us kind of run down when they're sending the ball through. And she has done that again this year. She's a junior this year, so we're relying a lot on her. And then Lauren Schmitz is also a returning starter. She's played the last couple seasons on the outside on defense, and we're looking to there. And then we have a couple new spots that we're trying to fill in on defense. So we're hoping that with Grace in the back and then those two on defense that they can help out those that are filling in.
And then how about midfielders coming into the season?
Yeah. So Ivy Stevens, she got hurt last year. She was one of our scorers from 2 years ago that was strong. She got hurt towards the end of last year. But she's back this year. And so she's a senior, great leader for us, is strong in the middle. And then Cassie Anderson is also a senior. She has played in different spots her whole career since a freshman. And she's filling in kind of on the outside as a wing for us. And then we have Kayla's sister, Abby Anderson, is a freshman. And she has really looked good these first two games. She's good at handling the ball and getting it up to those forwards. And she also scored her first goal against Panorama. So we'll look for her to do the same going forward, hopefully.
How do you feel the conference looks like this year in the Hawkeye 10?
It's going to be strong, I think. It'll be Lewis Central and St. Albert, I think, will be still at the top like they were last year. I think Glenwood is maybe down a little bit. We're kind of hoping, but they're always strong and always have been tough in the past as well. And then, yeah, I think those will be kind of the top of the conference. And then with Kemper and Denison has looked strong this season, just looking at their scores. And so, yeah, I think it looks pretty tough at the start of the season here.
So you're back at home on Thursday as you host Carroll in a non-conference game. What do you expect in that matchup against the Tigers?
Yeah, I hope we can get back to the scoring. After last night, we just didn't have a lot of opportunities and said their defense is really strong, but I think we can have some opportunities with that. Hopefully we can learn from that today in practice and see kind of some of the things that were open and be able to do that against Carroll on Thursday, and also just kind of shore up some of the goal scoring. We've had a few mistakes in the box, and that's kind of costly, but giving up the three goals the last two games. So hopeful that we can kind of shore that up and not give up as many of those easy ones.
So overall, what would you say are some of the keys for this team to have a successful season? I mean, you've been 10 win teams here in recent years. Looks like this team has some firepower as well. What's the keys for this team to get back into double digits and wins?
Yeah, I think kind of the same that we have been doing, relying on the scores up top when we can. We don't always have as many options, but I hope that we can kind of be a little more creative. We have a lot of experience up there, and so trying to switch it up a little bit and not always be something that the other teams know what we're going to do. Try to change that up, and then just defensively, I'm not giving up as many goals. I know last season when we give up three or four like we have done the last two games, it's hard to keep up with that. And so that's something that we're hopeful to keep up where we were with those 10 win and double digit seasons that we can focus on these next few games.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time. Best of luck tomorrow against Carroll and, of course, throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Jared Boyson, head coach for Heartland Girls Soccer, with us here on KSOM.